Now, the rest of the story. The cemetery was engulfed in silence and snow. Was left to the dead who lay there. But for the solitary figure of a man standing quietly beside a fresh grave. The other mourners had gone long ago. They had abandoned this one to his vigil of grief. For some while he wept bitterly, almost hopelessly, but now having cried himself out, he remained head bowed, his face still seared with emotion. This solitary mourner was Bill, and the man in the grave was Ted, Bill's best friend and his worst enemy. You see, once upon a time, Bill and Ted were partners, and an effective team they were. Ted relied heavily on Bill in their mutual pursuits and vice versa. And as though a professional association was insufficient, the two dined together every day. When Ted retired, Bill took over. It was the way Ted had wanted it. But things were never the same around the office after that. Bill hated having all of the responsibility dropped into his lap, and he very much missed Ted. He even told Ted that he never made a move without first considering how Ted would have handled the matter, so they stayed best friends until a couple of years had passed. Ted's old office now was a mess. He admitted he never should have left Bill in charge. Bill had been a good lieutenant, said Ted, but he was a poor captain, too easily influenced. He was unable to stay in control. And then there was the day Ted returned from a vacation. Bill was supposed to meet him, but he didn't. Instead, Bill sent a message. A message inviting Ted over to the house for dinner. Ted declined the invitation, and Bill was hurt. Before anyone knew what had happened, Bill and Ted were not speaking. And then it became worse than not speaking. They started speaking about each other behind each other's back. And it was a mean kind of talk. Ted's was the most terrible. He called Bill a fool. He called him a flub-dub. He called him a floppy-souled creature and a puzzle-wit. And on one occasion, he called him a fathead. Called him a man with brains of about 3 guinea pig power. Perhaps worst of all, he called him useless. Associates remembered Bill's reaction to the insults. He would slump over with his head between his hands and then drop his head and cover his eyes and cry. Openly weep. My closest friend, Bill would sob. Well, gratefully, they became friends again. Ironically, it was the funeral of a mutual friend that first brought them together, and after that, mutual interests. Both men were long retired when Ted died, January 1919. And that's where we left Bill, standing at Ted's graveside. Bill later wrote, quote, "Had he died in a hostile state of mind toward me, I would have mourned the fact all of my life. I loved him always and cherish his memory," end quote. And it might matter little to us these 7 decades subsequent, except for who these men were and their impact on American history. For you see, these remarkable lost and found friends were President Theodore Roosevelt, and his much-beloved advisor, whom he chose to succeed him as President of the United States, William Howard Taft. And now you know the rest of the story.